Hello. Welcome to episode 2 of the podcast with me, Ben, and housewife's favorite, Dave W.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Have you enjoyed the snooker this week?
It's been very good, hasn't it?
It has been very good. Should we have a little talk about some of the first round matches?
Well, before we get into that, I'd just like to point something out. I've just walked into your house.
Yes.
And I've noticed a stack of snooker videos, not DVDs, videos, VHSs.
Some good videos there, mate.
What have you got?
To be honest, I've only watched one, which was the Steve Davis versus Steve Mizrak. It's like a challenge match. Play games of pool, games of snooker, to see who's like the best at Q Sports.
Okay, so Steve Mizrak, is he a pool champion?
Some wisecracking American guy. Like. Oh, but he doesn't really understand sort of the intricacies of snooker. There's one bit where Steve like leaves it touching ball, and the ref declares it like touching ball. And he's like, what?
Touching balls? What the hell is this crap?
It's like that.
What, touching my ball? Whose balls? I'm not touching anyone's balls.
So that was quite funny, but that's actually stuck in the video player, so I can't watch any of the other ones.
Yeah, I'm amazed you've got a video player.
It was an all-in-one thing from the 90s.
Like a top loader?
Yeah. No. Just like an all-in-one tablet.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But there we go. Let's get back to the first round matches.
Okay.
What did you enjoy from the first round?
So some good first round matches. Judd Trump against Lang Wenbo, that was a
excellent.
Very good match.
I think Judd is playing the best snooker of this tournament so far.
Just casting our minds back to last week's podcast, you said...
I did say that would be a good
prediction
match.
You predicted it would be the tie of the round. It ended up costing Judd Trump a bit of money, didn't it? Because he said, the mid-session interval...
He tweeted
saying, "If I drink's on me if I get out of this." And then he went on to win.
He did.
So true to his word, he said in the pub around the corner from the Crucible...
Oh, did he?
He said, the drink's on him. And he said, if you go to the barn, say, Judd Trump sent me.
Trump sent me? I have my Trump card.
Play the Trump card.
Yeah.
You get a free drink. So
oh, well.
Good man.
What else did you enjoy from the first round?
So, Karen Wilson against Joe
that
Perry.
That was a great match, wasn't it?
That's a crack.
Tense, late finish. It was everything in that game, wasn't it?
It was very, very good. The stand-up was amazing. Karen Wilson's playing some great stuff.
Ronnie's tipped him to, well, maybe not this year, but to win the world championship at some point. He said
he tweeted, didn't he, saying that he's going to be the best player in the world one day. Yeah. I mean, how old is he, Karen?
He's quite young, early 20s. But he did say that about Steve Maguire many years ago.
Well, he's been wrong before.
Yeah. Did you see the Steve Maguire match at all?
I didn't.
He was so frustrated in it. Ran in his cue really hard. The ref had to go over and say, "Listen, there's another game on." And he was like, he did this like sarcastic, like a sort of,
"I'm not afraid of you."
Yeah, it was like that. Like a little schoolboy getting told off. Also, did you see the ref had to tell off? The German ref, we got to tell off a guy in the crowd. And he went, "Sit still. You've got to sit still."
"You must sit down. Be quiet while they're playing."
Yeah, it was like that. The guy was like, "Okay."
You don't want to be told off by a German,
do you? You sit very still after that talk.
I was told off by a German on holiday once.
Oh, yeah? That's a funny story.
Yeah, I was on holiday and we were in Tenerife. And, we had like a yard where we were, and we had a barbecue on it. And we turned into a bit of a fire. You know, it was nice night time, had a little fire going. And then a fellow who was living next door, German fellow, came and banged on the door.
Yeah.
He's going, "Put your fire out, it is not normal."
It's not normal.
Yeah, it's ein großer Stank.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we had to put a fire out.
Do you mean?
Very angry. I didn't want to fall out with him, so just put the fire out.
Excellent.
Expect nothing less from a German referee.
Also, the German referee, well, you'd think they'd be a bit more efficient. He went to put the pink bat and put it back in the wrong position.
I saw that.
And John was going absolutely insane. Yeah.
I saw that in the commentary. They were
John Berger was not
off
happy.
The cake about it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very odd. Interesting nuggets. What else was good? It was good seeing McGill get through, but now he's knocked out by Fu.
Yes, he played well to beat Sean Murphy, but he said that he's not been playing well at all like all season. So it's a dreadful season. So maybe one of those players that can get himself up for the big the big clash, and then seems to lose a bit of energy in the next round.
I think whoever wins out of Trump and Ding could get to the final. That's my tip.
Yeah,
But I think it's fairly open. I mean, Ronnie's not playing like devastatingly well.
He was
okay in his first round match.
He's got Barry Hawkins.
One century he made. Yeah. He was okay, but it'd be interesting to see how well he plays against Hawkins, because if he starts to up it a bit and, dominate in these matches, he could win it.
Ronnie, isn't it? He can turn it on at any time.
Yeah, you just don't know.
And he's got a good record against Barry Hawkins, hasn't he? Yeah. Destroyed him in the Masters.
Also, Karen Wilson, Mark Allen, I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I didn't see any of Mark Allen's first round match. He won quite comfortably, didn't he?
But he's not really been tested yet, has he?
He only played Mitchell Mann.
Yeah. But I'll be interested to see what happens out of that.
Yeah. Should be good. Sam Baird doing quite well against Mark Selby, isn't he?
Yeah, it's on at the moment as we're podcasting. And we're just finishing watching McManus Carter. It's 12-10.
Wow. So I think who do you think is going to win?
It looks like McManus is going to do it. I want you to pick then who you think is going to get to the final. For me, I'm going to go Judd Trump against... Well, I'd like it to be Mark Allen, but I'm going to say Judd Trump O'Sullivan, which would be amazing.
In the final, you're going Judd Trump against O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not convinced by Judd. I think he played all right against...
I think he played well.
Lang Wenbo. But
I don't think he got a chance early on, really.
No, I suppose not.
I think he played well towards the end.
Ding played quite well to beat Martin Gould.
Yeah.
It's
going to be a tough match.
It'd be a tough match. And I think you're right, whoever wins that has got a good shout of getting to the final. Bottom half of the draw, I think it's Ronnie all the way, isn't it? I mean, probably Kyron Wilson, if he carries on playing the way he was, could be a good shout.
What would you like to see as the final?
I think I'd like to see Judd Trump against Kyron Wilson.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
The future of snooker.
That would be good. I'd like to see Allen Trump final. I think that would be me.
Again. We'll
have to see. Someone's got to get past Ronnie for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, Barry Hawkins has got every chance of beating Ronnie. Barry's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah. Have you heard this new commentator?
Once or twice.
Yeah, I'm not
convinced.
I'm not convinced. I think you need to be an ex-professional. Because I watched a bit and he was commentating with Stephen Hendry. Mm. And he was just sort of asking Stephen questions and... It was a bit, you know, he didn't have any real insight into it. He's like he'd won a competition or something.
A competition to commentate, like a breast packer from News Round. Yeah. Where'd you get your ideas for all your songs? Where'd you get your ideas for all your snookers?
Yeah, what is your bestest part? What is your most favouritest colour?
What's your best ever table?
It was like that. It's a bit like Greg Wallace on MasterChef, where he just copies what the professional chef says. Because he's a jumped-up greengrocer.
He is a jumped-up greengrocer. That's all he is. He's a charlatan.
I'm getting a bit worried about the commentators. We've got Dennis in hospital. You've got Willie's not well. You've got John's got a puzzling neck.
Puzzling neck?
And I just think, oh, God, I hope they're all okay.
Isn't Willie Thorne bankrupt?
He is totally bankrupt here. Yeah. Fairness. You know, in the 80s, very generous pockets, but now very super tight pockets. But, yeah, he is, in fairness.
In fairness.
He does like to say in fairness, doesn't he? Weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there we go.
Where's he from?
Barrow in fairness. Yeah, but I'm getting a little bit worried about them. I hope they're all okay.
Dropping like flies.
Who's your favourite commentator?
I do like Dennis Taylor.
Oh, do you?
I'm missing him.
Okay.
I think he's got a very soothing...
Will he be back for the final?
Will he be back? Willie will be back, yeah.
Will he be back, yeah. In fairness, her.
Yeah, I hope he will be back for the final. Because John Virgo and Dennis Taylor in the final.
Oh, yeah. John's definitely my favourite, the drama he can create in his voice, I think building up the tension.
John Virgo and Dennis Taylor,
dream team.
They're a nice counterpoint to each other because John's very excitable. Oh, well, what's the cue ball going on? Dennis Taylor's quite calm.
Whoa. It's just a little That's bit. Just like if there's a miss or a.
Oh! Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! I asked him once, what's a lovely cardigan, John? What's it made of? He went, whoa!
Dennis Taylor's in hospital at the moment. I just had his appendix out. And I read a funny tweet from him the other day.
Yes.
And he said, many thanks for all the very nice messages, everyone. Glad to get rid of that badly infected appendix. Oh.
Glad to see the back of that, an old scamp.
Badly infected. Get rid of it. Whip it out.
Whip that one out.
So Dennis Taylor had a run-in once before during the World Championships. Almost hospitalised. Do you know the story?
With Clive Everton.
Yeah, so Clive Everton worked for the BBC and was commentating. He was in the commentary box and fell off his stool. And as he was falling to sort of try and steady himself, he reached out and grabbed the nearest thing, which happened to be Dennis Taylor's tie. And he pulled it as he fell. It went so tight that Dennis Taylor couldn't breathe. He had to run around and find a pair of scissors.
God, can you imagine how red his face was?
Ooh, like a beetroot.
Redder than the final of the 1985 World Championships.
Redder than the reddest ball.
Mm. Okay, anyway, let's do our feature, Snooker Nicknames. It's a fan's favourite after 1 week. Are you ready?
A big hit.
Are you ready to be tested again? Test you on some of these names. Okay, first up, Busby.
Busby?
Yeah.
I don't know. No idea.
That's Neil Folds. Oh. Did you know that?
Neil Folds.
No,
I did not know that. Why is he called Busby?
Don't know.
Because he supports Man United.
Scarface.
Oh, that is the darling of Dublin, Ken Doherty.
Ken Doherty there.
I think it's a bit mean calling him Scarface.
It's not, it is a bit.
Yeah.
Do you even know this one? The Battler from Hastings.
Is that Barry Hawkins?
No.
Isn't he from Hastings?
No, it's actually Mark Davis.
Dark Mavis.
He's called the Battler from Hastings because he took Dave Havel's eye out with his cue. Oh, good. How about that, Mark Davis?
Did you see Marco Fu poking Anthony McGill last night with his cue?
No,
speaking of people getting poked.
Yeah,
he turned round and give Anthony McGill a wallop with his cue.
He said, well, I'm going to be snookering you today.
What? Anthony McGill said, I'll chip you. You chip me, I'll chip you.
Give me that cue, pal.
See you.
Another one, the Couchinator. The Couchinator?
Somebody called Couch?
Yeah, Matthew Couch.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a very original nickname, the Couchinator.
The Couch is very good off the cushion. Rory McLeod, do you know what his nickname is?
No.
The Dentist?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is he actually a dentist?
Yeah, he does a bit of work for the players behind the scenes. Zzzz. Who runs a mile when Ray rings a bell?
Rory.
Rory, hold all right, hold on my teeth.
Oh, sharpen them up, please.
So I was having a look on the internet at sort of different snooker sites to see what it was about, and I found this one called snookermag.net, and it's snooker scene in Cornwall, basically. And it says it's the
specifically for Cornwall.
Yeah, and it calls itself the online snooker magazine to suit all tastes.
Oh, we'll be the judge of that.
And it's a kind of a good example of a sort of pre-Google kind of style internet web page. But have a little read of the page there.
Welcome to all our visitors to Cornwall snooker scene. We now incorporate a section on Cornish mines with videos, slideshows and fact sheets. We now have two DVDs, not videos, about 8 hours total, a film of Cornish mines.
Is there anything about snooker on there?
This has been well received by all those who bought it. Since this website covers the mining snooker league, this seemed an appropriate sideline venture. Hope you like this section.
Well, it's very nice, but it's not really about snooker, is it?
There's a few...
It's a very tenuous link to the snooker.
To just look at that website, you'd think it was so old, wouldn't you? Like a sort of 1990s.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not actually that old. There's stuff from, like, 2012 on there.
It's been designed by an imbecile.
If you want to check that out, it's snookermag.net.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it.
Highly recommended by me.
Not by me. It said it would suit all tastes. Didn't suit mine.
You love Cornish mines.
I love Cornish pasties.
Have you ever seen any of Eurosport's coverage of snooker?
No, I haven't.
They've kind of upped their game. They've got like a studio and a presenter, Colin Murray, and pundits and stuff. I watched a bit during the UK Championship. And they had Jimmy White just sort of sat there, smiling like a child. Ronnie Wood sort of talking tripe. He sounds like he's sozzled.
He probably is.
And Ronnie just sat there as their sort of carer, sort of translated, basically. And Ronnie Wood's dog was running around the studio. It's absolute shambles.
It
but have a listen to this. This is a little interview section. So Colin Moy's talking to Ronnie Wood about how the Stones like relax before gigs and stuff.
Drugs.
Drugs, mainly, yeah.
Watching the tennis, as are the rest of the boys in my band. Mick and Charlie especially love the cricket. But they love all the sports, you know. And Keith too.
Isn't what snooker played backstage? Because let's face it, you can get whatever you want backstage at your gigs. Here we get a couple of Cornish pasties and a bag of crisps. But you can get blue M&Ms, you can get a rhinoceros in a swimming pool. You get whatever you want, the Rolling Stones and the Rider. Do you ever say, throw me snooker table at the back?
We always did. It's only two recent tours that Keith and I haven't had, the snooker full size backstage to get away from the madness, just to pot a few balls.
That's crazy.
Way to limber up.
Can you imagine that backstage at a Stones concert? They're playing snooker.
Playing snooker.
Before they go on.
Hey, Keith, can you chalk me up?
I mean, yeah, man, you know, I'll chalk you up, man. We'll play all night.
Okay, so it's competition time again. We actually had no entries last week, so it's a massive...
Unsurprisingly, my description was not good enough.
So we now have a massive rollover. Actually, a massive rollover is this week's clue. It's Stephen Lee.
Fattest man in snooker. Disgraced former snooker players.
Are you ready to describe away this next snooker
player? Yes, I am.
Okay, so are you ready to do it?
Yes, I am. Show me...
One, two, three. You describe away.
Ah, yes. He looks a bit scruffy.
Yeah.
I'd say he looks like a farmhand on a night out.
A farmhand on a night out? Yeah. He really does. Well, so last week's one was Gary Wilson. So if you Google Gary Wilson, if you don't know who he looks like, it's quite a funny description, I think.
Yeah, if you do a bit of work, you'll realise that my joke was brilliant.
Yes, but if you'd like to enter this week's, it's snookerpodcast@gmail.com. Include your address and we will send the T-shirt.
If anyone enters and wins.
Yes.
So please enter.
Please enter. Oh, good luck, mate.
Oh, good luck, mate. Yes, I've just been rifling through your magazine racket.
Not again.
Well, when I come round here, I like to have a little snoop about. And I noticed you've got a copy of Q Sport magazine from what looks like the mid-80s.
I've got loads of those lying around.
Did you buy them at boot sales?
So I bought loads of them off eBay.
A job lot.
Just to flick through when I'm bored.
Ooh. You must be very bored.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this particular magazine.
Yes.
You know, it's a monthly edition, so it's April 1987, so yeah, there's a lot of snooker action around then. And the whole month's worth of snooker, you think you put the most exciting thing on the front cover. They've got a big picture of Dennis Taylor, and the caption says, "Dennis Taylor cleans up on the ponting scene." Just doing exhibition matches on ponting.
It's big news, that, mate.
It's not that big.
It's quite big.
It's probably big news in the Taylor household.
Do you think?
But not... I don't think it warrants a whole magazine.
Well, I do.
But I don't.
Well, I do. Do you know Terry Griffiths? Because he looks after so many players. Davis. When there's, like, say, a semi-final, and he's the manager of those two players, and they go off for the mid-session interval, what do you think he says to them in each dressing room?
I think he goes into and says, "Oh, he's just told me he thinks you're a wanker."
What did he say to the other?
And he goes, "He's just told me your wife's fat." Getting really fired up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Play them off against each other.
Go with that.
Yeah. Stop it.
I've had an idea for a game.
Go on.
Involving snooker. Because I live in a flat and there's not enough room for a table and I want to practice. Mm. I thought carpet snooker.
Carpet
snooker?
Yeah. So how do you play?
Well, you just sort of lay it on the floor, like the pockets out, and just get level with the floor with your cue, and you can just play snooker on, you know, on the carpet. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know, mate. It'll never get off the ground.
Yeah.
It sounds dreadful.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't think it'd do you any good, though, because you can't get your body shape right if you're lying flat on the floor.
Yeah, that's just a bit of fun.
I suppose, yeah.
Get down to Fouts, get yourself
a nice green carpet.
Yeah.
Super fine cloth.
Yeah.
My uncle was a man of the cloth.
Was he?
Window cleaner.
Window cleaner. Yeah.
And do you remember when Willie was pointing out some famous people in the crowd?
He said, "Oh yes, there's a Serge from Kasabian there. Actually, one of the biggest rock stars in the world." Also, he saw Damien Hirst, and he said, "Oh yes, there's Damien Hirst there, one of the top drawers in the world there, probably in the top five or six."
Very good at drawing.
Very good at drawing.
Often drawing my club in Leicester.
Often in my club drawing the players. Also, Willie's flat back pack. He loves his flat back pack.
He's got a new furniture business.
Yeah.
Willie's flat back pack.
Barry Hearn. Barry. I'm Barry Hearn.
I've got the urn.
I've got the snooker. I've got the darts and the boxing. I'm Barry Hearn.
I'm Barry Hearn. I'm earning a lot of money.
off the nugget.
I made my money off the nugget.
I've turned him into a Frank Butcher.
Pet! Pet, you slay, Janine. Jimmy. What? Yeah, down Albert Square.
Okay, so the World Championship, 17 days, isn't it?
17 days, yeah.
17 days, so it's over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So do all the players, do they stay in hotels? Like,
I've no idea. I imagine they'd stay in Sheffield, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you live locally, you could just commute in and out, but all stay. I think they should stay in like a big bunkhouse together.
A big bunkhouse?
Yeah, it's like, so there's 32 players at the start.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of them all sort of like
a big brother house.
Like a big brother house, yeah. And then as they get knocked out, they leave, don't they?
Yeah.
And until finally, like the night of the final, it's just two housemates left.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Dear Seven.
Robo's gone home. See you later, guys.
Mum's picking me up now.
Mum says it's time to go. Didn't want to play in your stupid bloody tournament anyway.
Can you imagine shacking up with Ebdo though?
Oh, if you got him as your room partner. Oh, my God. I imagine he'd stare at you in the night while you were asleep.
Really intensely?
Yeah.
Mr. Intensity.
Just sit by your bed, just staring at you.
I reckon he'd place bananas around you, the side of your bed.
You wouldn't send him out to do the shop, weekly shop. Ebdo's just come back with massive bags of bananas. Ah, guys, I've got a...
If you draw Ebdo...
I've got the lunch for everyone, guys. Lots of bananas. Vegan power.
If you draw Ebdo in the second round, potential banana skin. Because he eats so many as he's sitting in his chair. If you think if Ebdo ever wants to, you know, pursue a different career, maybe a greengrocer.
Well, I don't think he's interested in anything except bananas. Just a banana shop.
Just loves bananas.
Oh, I love the bananas. I love the shape.
Look like a banana.
I love the shape of the banana. The noble shape. The way it is peeled. The soft, mushy interior.
My mum always says he's a freegan. And I say, no, it's vegan.
Oh, so she gets confused between freegans and vegans.
Yeah, so I told her he was a freegan, fruitarian. He only eats fruit that's fallen off a tree into a bin. She didn't really get it.
But no.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
Dear old mum.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe on Podbean or get in contact at snookerpodcast@gmail.com. Till next time, goodbye.
Bobo, mate, what are you doing in there?
Oh, all right, Vin. I'm just sorting out my hair. Mum says my hair's got to look good for the crucible.
Oh, God, are you taking your mum again?
My mum's always there. You know I love me, mum.
Oh, God.
Mummy.